But speaking about earthquakes, there was one yesterday. I didn't feel it. Maybe I should be careful what I say. It was around this time, right?
Yeah,
we could have made the... Actually, that would have been cool, right? Actually learned the halakha and then there's actually an earthquake. Yeah, I didn't feel that one. Right around a little after 8, right? Yeah, there was an earthquake. And so, see, we were so engrossed in learning, we didn't even notice it. I got a bridge to sell you, too. So that's what we were discussing yesterday. On all these type of things, let's see. Yeah, we shooting stars, comets, what else did we get there? Earthquakes, yeah. And the Mechaber said on thunder and lightning, and we discussed about that. The Mechaber says thunder and lightning, you make one bracha, it's the same bracha for both. And that is also Masa Bereishis. I saw today in Piskei Tshuvos, he discussed, I think we discussed this yesterday, another thing that you make an also Masa Bereishis for, that bracha would be a strong wind. So the question, like, how strong is strong? So believe it or not, he brings down Poskim that question, that how, where is the line of strong? So believe it or not, he does say something like a hurricane, and he spells that out in Hebrew, Mashkoran, hurricane. So that you make an also Masa Bereishis on. So on all these things, you make an also Masa Bereishis. We saw the Mishnah Berurah says that the custom is, the minhag is that we make two separate brachas based upon taz. Yeah, two separate brachas. One on thunder, and a separate one on lightning. We make kokol grosso mole olam on thunder, and an also Masa Bereishis on the lightning, unless they come close together. If they come close together, then you make one bracha. They come together, if they come at one time, so you make one bracha, and he says it's also Masa Bereishis, make the also Masa Bereishis. I don't know if I mentioned yesterday, if you, again, you made a mistake, you didn't have that refrigerator magnet, and so you didn't, let's say you said Koko Grosso Ma'alei Olam for both, that would also work, the Mishnah Berurah says. That would also work. For both. Okay. Right. And also the same thing would apply. Let's say you didn't see the lightning, and you just heard the thunder, and you made either an Osa Masa Bereishis or Koko Kavosa Mole Olam. So that would work. Okay. Okay.
There's no bracha for
an
eclipse, is there?
An eclipse, no.
Is there?
There's Gemara about that because usually it's a Siman Ra. Yeah. One other thing I think I also neglected to mention. Look, Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Birkei Yosef that let's say you saw the lightning, right? Saw the lightning, and you made a bracha on it, and you had in mind that would cover the thunder, which you're assuming is going to come. Let's say you did that. In other words, again, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you should really make, if there's time, two separate brachas, one on one and one on the other, right? But let's say, I don't know, whatever, if you made one bracha, it's good. Let's say you had in mind, when you made the first bracha on the lightning, right, the lightning comes first, so you made a bracha on the lightning, and you had in mind, this bracha I'm making on the lightning should cover the thunder that will come hopefully soon. So then you're yotze, he said. He said you're yotze. Bediyev, I should say yotze bediyev, yeah. Okay, good, so let's go to base. Now, if you make a bracha, no. Now, obviously, right, it's obvious that you make a bracha on the thunder, and then let's say you make one on the lightning, and then you make one on the thunder, or whatever it is, but you don't make a bracha on each bolt of lightning and every roll of thunder, right? One covers what? how long does this go? So, like we saw 30 days, so what's the deal with storms, okay? Again, hopefully we don't have that many earthquakes, that we don't. But doesn't discuss that. But anyways, base kolz man shlo nisparzu ha'ovim. As long as the clouds did not break, clear, break, we'll see. Nifta v'bracha achas. So you can have a bunch of thunder, a bunch of lightning. That's as long as it's what we would. I don't want to say what we call one storm, because like we had this like. Like sometimes we have the Pineapple Express, right? And there's a bunch of storms. Or this year, wasn't it? There was one time that two fronts came together. right on top of it. That happened a few months ago. So I don't want to say it was a break in storms, but that's the language the Machaber uses. If the clouds cleared, so niftar b'brachacha. So then that one bracha that you made originally on that original, that first lightning and thunder or whatever, covers all the subsequent stuff. Nisparzu bein barak l'barak. Let's say the sky is clear between bolt of lightning and bolt of lightning, bein ram l'ram, or between claps of thunder and another clap of thunder, sark laks or l'barak. So then if the sky is clear, you have to make a new bracha. So the Mishnah Brura obviously clarifies this a little more. And says a very interesting thing. The Chofetz Chaim makes it a little more clear. He says, "V'dafka hecha de'ashamayim nitaharu v'zachu legamrei." Has to be that the sky is cleared up completely. Completely. They cleared up completely, and then niskadru ha'ashamayim be'avim, then new clouds came back in. Another storm came in. V'shama odu kol ra'am u'barak tzarech levarach mechadesh aleim dehava milsa chadosa. It's a new thing, what we call a new storm, right? So, but he says, but let's say it was aval hecha shnis parzu a'avim aydei haruach echad heino. But let's say, we know after a storm comes through, there's wind because there's a change in pressure and all that type. So let's say the wind came in, another storm is coming in, and the clouds broke, but the sky didn't clear completely. Right? The wind pushed some clouds here and there, but there's still clouds. Then the other storm front comes in. So then you want to make a new bracha. Adayim unan harakia, if it's still cloudy, az niftar hakol yidei bracha rishon of ein tzarech lachzor levarach mechadash. Okay? So that's the way the Mishnah Berurah comes out. He brings out a Yerushalmi that, how about if it's a different day, so he brings down from the Yerushalmi that if it's a different day, you have to make a new bracha. But again, generally we go that way, that if it's one storm, so we don't make a new bracha. Okay, we'll discuss this a little more in Meretz Hashem next time we're together.
Can you talk about seeing the light? The flash could not, you have to actually see the
form. Oh, so I neglect.